Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of A Trend with Weed is a Friend Indeed.
Ooh.
That Leprechaun is courtesy of Miles Gray and Leprechaun in the Hood. And I'm allowed to do that voice. Weed. Yeah, with the Leprechaun, and I'm Irish. I'm Jack, you are Miles.
Because that's an offensive stereotype, and I'm Irish.
Hey, what's happening on this fine Friday afternoon? Hey. Happy October to you.
Happy October.
Spooky
wow,
season.
What a time.
Okay, so the USPS. Talk about spooky. These delivery times are scaring the heck out of me, Miles. So mail delivery for many Americans will slow starting today, which is part of Postmaster General Louis DeJoy's blueprint for making the USPS like worse. Is basically he's like, I'm gonna make it profitable and slash costs, and it's only ever people who are like Trump adjacent or, you know, Trump appointees that are real concerned about slashing costs when Democrats in office.
What a fucking, I mean, when you look at like how slow things are gonna move now, it's absurd. The Postal Service was, again, like most people were saying, like it's like the one good functioning part of the government that is like trying their best despite some ghoulish DeJoy trying to fuck everything up. But I mean, until they can sort out how to get him out, I mean, I still don't understand.
Have they tried to get him out? Yeah, why is he still there? Wasn't he trying to rat fuck the election? Last we checked in with him.
Well, you know, I was just, I'm just messing with some. Look, I had to dismantle them, and they're hard to put back together. It was a whole thing. Maybe I was, maybe I wasn't, but I don't know. Yeah. I mean, like, I know he's. I'm pretty sure one of the last things was like the FBI was investigating him because of like campaign fundraising stuff.
Oh, so, right. Yeah. What is this?
Yeah.
How is this person staying in office?
Well, yeah, and I think that's the thing is, like, Biden could absolutely just clean the fuck up, but I'm not entirely sure. There's so many, I guess, other issues to focus on, but it's not It's not like he can't be ousted. It's not like he's a Supreme Court justice.
Right. So people are pointing out that bill delivery will suddenly be much slower. You might be late on your bills, both receiving them and paying them if you still pay via mail. It's going to undermine the public's faith in the USPS heading into the time that we are most reliant on the USPS, which is when we're all sending each other prezzies. You know,
that's what it is. It's the postal board that can fire him. And Biden has like appointees, but there's still these like there's still some Trump people in there that are keeping him in place.
Got it.
But, you know, I'm pretty sure there's ways to get more aggressive. Whatever. A letter will take from going like 3 days if it was going from Chicago to the West Coast, or saying it would now take like 5 or something like that.
Jesus. The Super Bowl halftime show was announced yesterday, right after we recorded. It is going to be produced by Roc Nation and feature Kendrick, Snoop, Dr. Dre, Mary J. Blige, and Eminem.
Now I'm starting to like realize what it was like when like U2 would do the halftime show. I'm like, who's this for?
Right.
And I was like, oh, the older people.
Right.
And then like Mary J. Blige, Dr. Dre, Snoop. And I'm like, come on now, bring it on home. Get them up there. Love to see it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, God, but that's also like a weird, that's an interesting thing given how a lot of people were really focused on the lack of, you know, what am I looking for? Addressing systemic oppression, like in the NFL, or their like lack of really trying to get behind certain things, like, you know, kneeling.
Right.
But how quickly things change when Jay-Z, you know, is working with the NFL. Because now you just open the door and get these other rap acts in.
Yeah. It was like a really obviously bad look when he was first partnered up with the NFL. But now we're seeing like the outcome of that partnership. And
it's like, Colin Kaepernick isn't getting a tryout, or they're going to allow people to kneel. It's like, no, but hold on. Eminem and Mary J. Blige, Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre will be at the halftime show.
I mean, a lot of hits here. A lot of hits.
Yeah, too many.
What are they? I mean, there's going to be a lot of Chronic 2001. There's going to be a lot of whatever Kendrick's. I'm guessing, speaking of the name of this episode, I'm guessing there's going to be lots of Top of the Morning. Top of the Morning.
Top of the Morning. Top of the Morning. Could you imagine he just does that for 10 minutes? just like a Brother? Performance art piece? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm here for it. The toxicology reports on Michael K. Williams came back, and as suspected, he did overdose on fentanyl. It just emphasizes like how dangerous it is right now for people who use drugs, the importance of testing your drugs, especially they're pointing out that like people who take a break and are like relapsing, you know, it's not always the time when you're at your most like logical or like patient. And that is killing people who, you know, are used to using at a time when fentanyl wasn't in a lot of drugs. So just be very, very careful. In 2020, the U.S. had its worst year on record for fatal overdoses with 93,000 deaths, which is an astounding number. And more than 60% of those were linked to fentanyl. So it's a massive crisis of where Americans are being poisoned. Because it's in drugs, and America is built on this like puritanical foundation. People aren't treating it like poisoning. They're just like, you know,
it's like, well, it shouldn't do fentanyl then.
Yeah.
It's like, well, they're not okay. Thanks for the compassion, folks.
Yeah. Majority of Trump.
Yeah.
What is that?
The majority of Trump supporters, around 52%. Said that they agreed that they would favor red or blue states seceding from the union.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure. Ask someone who has no idea of how anything works, like they're running on secession. But sure, I get the energy. I see y'all out there saying you could do your own thing without understanding supply chains or how a lot of services work as it relates to the federal government, but. I mean, I think that's just sort of the tone at the moment. Just like, just be your own country.
Right.
Because it's that easy.
Has there ever been like a country that was like a patchwork quilt of like disconnected, like all the red states like were part of one country and all the blue states were part of another, like just not connected?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I think that's just typically when civil wars break out.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? I mean, there is an idea of what it would look like. Check out It Could Happen Here from Robert Evans.
Yeah, I stopped thinking about civil wars after Axl Rose said, what's so civil about war anyways? I was like, dude,
got
you. Anyways, that's pretty wild. And I feel like they really believe that with their, you know, whole body, as we saw on January 6th.
I mean, it's very true. I don't doubt that these people would think that the solution to all of this is to just be their own country or whatever the fuck they think
or
it is.
Or civil war. Yeah.
Yeah. And which is another thing that keeps being discussed.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a quick break and we'll come back and talk about Joe Rogan.
Oh.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zai Gang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all 5 of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melanin Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
And we're back. It's time to check in with our podcast overlord, Joe Rogan, the person that now is most often, if I'm talking to friend of a friend or something, and
they you work in podcasts?
Work in podcasting. Oh, yeah. No, I love Joe Rogan.
Love Joe Rogan. Love Jerry. Hey,
do you work for Joe Rogan or like what's the deal?
Hey, do you work with Joe Rogan? Yeah, I do. I do. We roll all the time at the jiu-jitsu place. Yeah, it's fun.
We brainstorm all sorts of absurd bullshit that he can speculate about.
What's his bullshit du jour?
Bullshit du jour is that he doesn't think Joe Biden actually got the COVID booster on TV this week, which is...
So what is it? What is he saying it is? Like, what does he just think?
I don't think they would take that chance. All right. Come on. The president faked it all when he claimed to have received his third dose of the Pfizer vaccine. I think if they were going to give him a booster shot, the last thing they would do is give it to him live on television. What if he dies? Well, see, that's the fucking point, is he's not going to die.
Yeah, and
because
he didn't.
It's fucking safe, you dumb.
No. He'd die. He'd black out. He'd turn into a werewolf.
What if he blacks out? What if he like gets it and faints? Like, because people have had very bad reactions, like in the moment for whatever reason.
That's not a fucking explanation. Okay. Anyway. Go off. Yeah. Go off, honey. Do your thing over there.
Queen.
That also sounds like you just know when people like you can hear, even though this is a written down quote of his, you can hear how the momentum was deflating in that dumb fucking thought. Like what if he blacks out? What if like he gets it and faints? Like, because people have had very bad reactions like in the moment for whatever reason. Okay, you're right. So vague. You didn't read the book.
Away. Right.
Your book report was bad, sir. This is all vague.
So yeah, but like, you know, for whatever reason, and therefore
such as
furthermore
a condition,
such as
underlying within.
Joe Rogan is a stoned guy who didn't do his homework. Brett is trending.
Yeah.
Brett.
Cavs got the Rona, Brett. Cavs got the Rona, doggy. Brett Cavi with the Rona. Yeah, he tested positive. He's asymptomatic. He's vaccinated, blah, blah, blah. But a lot of people are like, he was like at some running, like some marathon event with like other members of the government or something. And there's this weird picture of him like sticking his tongue out, like with a Washington Senator's hat as he's like running in his racing bib. It's
Damn. Did he have short shorts on? Did he have those short runner shorts?
No, dude, he looked like a fucking dad who was chasing a hot dog vendor in like Central Park or something. It's like not like nothing athletic about it. So, you know,
that's shocking to me.
In any other time, I think people have been like, Brett Kavanaugh, dude, come on, man. Cue up the Ghanaian pallbearer music. Let's see what's happening. But no, we're stuck with these people.
His, I think in retrospect, like where we've gone, his performance where he just like said he loved beer and cried like aggressively and angrily is like sort of, we've just kind of memory hold that a little bit, but it is so wild that happened.
Well, I think because it was just so painful to watch.
Yeah.
That someone who it seemed so evident just with how like aggressive their defense was.
Right.
That you're like, dude, you just come off as such a guilty person. Even if you didn't do what is being alleged, you just don't seem like you're fit to be making decisions on like other people's bodies at all when you're saying things like, what was it to Amy Klobuchar? I was like, are you an alcoholic?
Right.
And she's like, fam, no,
what?
I'm not. Yeah. And first of all, like, what the fuck? Don't chest pass that right back to me like that.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was just rambling.
Yeah,
and he's on the Supreme Court and going to determine if
term limits for everything. Term limits for them, term limits for even Democrat Richard Blumenthal, who is demanding the end of Finsta.
Finsta is a product that you own. And so let's get it done with, because the kids are doing the Finsta too much, in my opinion.
No, that's not how. And it, like, and you are running Swisher Sweets Cigars Company. Yes. And will you end blunts? Will you put an end to blunts? Well, the blunt isn't a product we make. People use the cigars. I'm just asking.
Ma'am, I will have you know, I listened to Joe Rogan. He did talk about Finsta, and he told me that you guys are doing a Finsta, okay? And you can deny it as much as you want, but you did the Finsta, and now you're going to do the Timesta.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. That guy, yeah. That person I was just doing an impression of wasn't very funny. let's talk about dunkers.
Oh, yeah. Time to talk them. Dunkers, dunkers.
I love a dunker.
Josiah Johnson at King Josiah 54 asking Twitter, who is the best in-game dunker ever in basketball? I mean, if I'm not being clear.
Great cue, Josiah. You know, a lot of people are out here for Sean Kemp, which I think Sean Kemp might be my answer, because just absolute like power and
just rim abuse.
Rim abuse, yeah.
Yeah.
Just absolute, just crushing people he dunked on, rims he dunked on.
And then, like, his landing sometimes, he have a little swag, like, just like, let me get my balance, because I basically landed on Earth as a fucking alien.
Yeah, that was always a lot of fun. Watching Shaq dunk on somebody and have that person, that person's body react as though they just stepped on a live landmine. Is always exciting, where they're just like blown backwards.
Right.
Dominique Wilkins, I don't think I watched a single live game, that he played in his prime.
I saw him play as a Clipper.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Like I
saw him. I was like, yo, this motherfucker can't even.
Like, I watched him in the dunk contests back then, because I was like five and thought like that shit was so cool, but. Yeah, like when you look at the highlights of him, he a lot of rim abuse and just an amazing athlete. But a lot of people are pointing out that like Vince Carter is the best dunker ever, whether you're talking contests or not. Like, he jumped over a 7-foot guy's head and dunked on him.
I mean, that will never, you know, Frederick Weiss will never live that down. We've never seen something like that.
I thought you were gonna say we've never seen him again after that.
We never saw him again. He went into hiding.
Face of the earth. Yeah.
He absolutely went into hiding. But yeah, I mean, like, Vince Carter was just such he was a poet, mm-hmm. you know, with his dunking. And a lot of people were like, yo, people aren't saying Stromile Swift enough. And I was like, whoa, interesting contribution. Beza Dabu was like, where's the love for Stromile Swift?
Wow. Like,
that's interesting.
Wow.
Okay. Wow.
Jordan was also a really fun in-game dunker, but not.
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously,
I feel like he would usually do it on fast breaks. He wouldn't like go out of his way to just fucking dunk on someone in traffic, because there's not a competitive advantage to that as much as it's just fun to do. Who's the best in-game dunker right now? I mean, LeBron was for a while really fun to watch. I feel like I have an answer to this, and it's just escaping my mind right now.
I'm old.
Yeah.
Blake Griffin back in the day?
Yeah, Blake Griffin back in the day.
that's back in like, I mean, he's still there, but
she's still in the league.
I mean,
like, DeAndre Jordan was really
Giannis?
Fun.
Yeah. He's like a utility dunker.
Yeah, he does just like dunk whenever he wants to.
He's like a dunk for any occasion type guy.
Yeah. Yeah. For him, the dunk tolls.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's been our
riveting discussion.
Riveting discussion of dunkers. Dunkers also just feels like a thing that like somebody who's not into basketball would call it.
Yep, exactly.
I love a good dunker, man.
Love
you know?
A sick dunker. What a great dunker.
Hell yeah. Anyways, get at us, NBA fans. Let us know who we missed in our zero suggestions of who the best dunker in the modern NBA is. We're back on Monday with a whole last episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, get the vaccine, don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we'll talk to y'all on Monday.
Bye-bye.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.